Okay, the Spirit of the Lord is on me because He has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to send the oppressed free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. So Pastor Al was talking about this verse. I don't know when was it, but I think October, November, something like that. I remember. So when I was listening, I really felt that the Lord was speaking to me big time. And I took it, I started to meditate in it again, and I felt more and more its promise for me for this year. For the year, this year that is coming is a year of God's favor. That this is the year of Jubilee. Year of Jubilee. And I started to study, and I really felt that it's not only could be for me, but it applies for so many of us. So we were gonna talk about the year of Jubilee, and I will explain what I did here. First, I will talk about Luke 4. It says, the Spirit of the Lord is on me. The Spirit here, the word Spirit, is the breeze, the current of air. It's like it's used. This word is used for as if you're talking about current of air or breeze or blast, or breeze. And for sure, we know that about that. I talk about that a lot, that the Spirit of the Lord is like air, and so many other symbols in the Bible. Because He anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. Say poor. Poor. Who is the poor? Someone cannot afford his need. Right? This word that it's used in Luke 14 is more like the roots of it is a beggar. Beggar? Beggar. Like begging for his need. That much poor. If you could be poor, you cannot afford good stuff, right? But you could be poor, you cannot afford the basic needs to live, right? So this one is not like poor, I cannot get Mercedes or this and this and this. It's not that poor. It's talking about poor that he cannot afford his basic need. He's living. He cannot live. So he's what? Begging for his needs. I'm sure you can see this all over the places, even here in America. He has sent me to proclaim freedom to the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to set the oppressed free, to proclaim the year of Lord's favor. Here is a very good point. In the Old Testament, in Leviticus 25, it talks about the law of year of Jubilee. That it comes every 50 years. This is why I put this here. I will read it and I will explain. Maybe it's longer a little bit, so someone read it, it's much better. Yeah. So, Leviticus 25 and from verse 1. This is the law of Sabbath, the year, the 7 year. Yeah?
And the Lord spoke to Moses on Mount Sinai, saying, speak to the children of Israel and say to them, when you come into the land that I give you, then the land shall keep a Sabbath to the Lord. 6 years you shall sow your field, and 6 years you shall prune your vineyards and gather its fruit. But in the seventh year, there shall be a Sabbath of solemn rest.
Okay, just a minute. So this is the 6 years that you work the land. You can do whatever. You can work the land, the field, the vine, everything. And in the seventh year, you take what?
Rest.
The land has to rest.
What grows of its own accord of the harvest you shall not reap, nor gather the grapes of the untended vine, for it is a year of rest for the land. And the Sabbath produce of the land shall be food for you, for your male and female servants, for your hired man, and the stranger that dwells with you, for your livestock and for the beasts that are in your land, and all the produce shall be for food.
Okay. So this is the seventh, the law of the seventh, the Sabbath of the year. Every 6 years you work the land, and in the seventh year you have to give it what?
Rest.
And the beautiful thing about it is that in this year the Lord promised. The Lord promised that in this year I will not give you only enough food from the land for this year. I will give you enough food for this year and the seventh year. So you will have abundance of blessing that will supply you in this year, but also this year. Because how are you going to eat if you don't have any production? This year will be provided for. Don't worry. Just obey. Just be under the law of the Lord. Make sure that you fear God, applying His law in your life, and don't worry about anything, because I will take care of that. Did he do that before? Yes, he did that. When he sent the manna, yeah, 6 days, every day you go and take whatever you can for your day. And no, but the seventh day, don't take. Take from the sixth day and keep it for the seventh. It will not be ruined, and it will be enough. You can pick up food for the 2 days. And he did that all the time. And the same goes for the years. The same goes for the years, because I will supply your need. So, yeah. This is the Sabbath. Yeah. From verse 8.
And you shall count 7 Sabbaths of your years for yourself, 7 times. 7 years, and that the time of the seventh Sabbath of years shall be for you 49 years. Then you shall cause the trumpet of the Jubilee to sound in the 10th day of the 7th month, on the Day of Atonement. You shall make a trumpet of sound throughout all your land. You shall consecrate the 50th year and proclaim liberty throughout all the land to all its inhabitants. It shall be a Jubilee for you, and each of you shall return to his position, and each of you shall return his family. That 50th year shall be a jubilee to you. In it you shall neither sow nor reap what gathers of its own accord, nor gather the grapes of your untended vine.
Did you read 13?
No, I'm still on 12.
Okay.
For it is the jubilee, it shall be holy for you. You shall eat its produce from the field. 13 says, in this year of jubilee, each of you shall return to his possession.
Thank you. So every 7 years, the 7 years is a Sabbath. Say Sabbath.
Sabbath.
Okay. But every, I didn't want to put here. So imagine with me, those are yellows. Yeah, here. Every seven years, those how many years?
49.
Every seven years, a year come after it, or following to this year, it's called the year of
Jubilee.
So those 2 years is very important. This year is the 49. This is the Sabbath. But this one is, they call it the Super Sabbath, or the, I don't know, Sabbath Subut. I don't know how to say it in English. The Sabbath of Sabbaths. I don't know. Or they call it the year of Jubilee. Can you say Jubilee? Against Jubilee. This word is a Hebrew word that is divided into two parts. Yaupuli bli, okay, which is yubil. We say it in Arabic, yubil. Yubil is the sound or the blast of a horn. This is the meaning of the word. Sound or the blast of a horn. This is why he says, in this year, you have to play the trumpet in all the land. Everyone will hear. Everyone should hear that this is the year of Jubilee. Why? Because everything has to return as if like from new. But this is not only that. When I was studying, I was like, wow, that's great. Because the same word, the same Hebrew word that it's used here, blast, is the same, almost the same word, but this is Greek and this is what do you call it? Hebrew, is the same meaning, blast. The Holy Spirit, the Luke 4, the Spirit of the Lord, the blast of the breeze of the Lord on me, henna, here, the blast of the breeze of the Lord in Luke 4, and in Leviticus here, the same word, Jubilee, is the blast of the horn. Hallelujah. Which means the same plan that God had to free people had it in the Old Testament and in the New Testament. Here you have to play the trumpet. You have to play the sound of a horn to declare that this year is the year, the Lord's favor year. You will find favor. What happened in this year? What will happen in this year? What will happen in this year if I cannot afford living. I cannot afford working my land. I am poor. I'm broke. I will sell my land. Okay? Someone from my tribe will come and say, I will buy it. They will count how many years until the Jubilee. Okay? So if it's from here, this is 6, 7, 24, and 27. So this is like 28 years until the Jubilee. According to this amount of years that I will be using it, the buyer will use it, he will pay the amount of money. Okay? According to how many years until the Jubilee, I will pay the money. So if it's like the land will worth like $50, let me say, $50, but I bought it here in the 27th, I will pay only what? 23. For example, I'm not good at math. If it's here, I'll pay only 13. If it's here, I will pay only 7. According to where are you in to the Jubilee, you pay the amount that it's due. Yeah? But let me ask you. When Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord upon me, and he said, this is the year of God's favor, of the Lord's favor. Did he count how old are you? Did he count, oh, this worth how much, and this worth, this I paid? No. Did he do that? No. It was all the same. In God's eyes, we worth the same. We are equal in God's eyes. He doesn't count how much are we working for him. He doesn't count how much are we bad to him. How much did we broke his law? No, when he loved us and he paid the price, he paid the same for all of us. This is the year of the Lord's favor. The year of Jubilee. The year of Jubilee. The year of restoration. The year of healing. This is according to Luke 4. This is a year of healing. This is a year of restoration. This is a year of freedom. This is a year of
breaking the captive free. This is a year of what?
Provision. This is a year of breakthrough. This is a year of breakthrough. How do I know? But this, it comes every 50 years. Actually, when I started to study, I was amazed because this year, this year, 2015, 2016, is actual year of Jubilee. You know that? According to Jewish calendar, this is a year of Jubilee. And it's not normal year of Jubilee, by the way. It's very important year of Jubilee because it's a 70 year of Jubilee from Daniel's prophet. I'm not going to go through this. But it's very important because every time Jewish, you know, count the year of Jubilee, they do something. When they came back to Israel or Palestine after in like 19 something, they knew it. They counted. This is the year of Jubilee. We will go back to our land and take back our land. This is the year of Jubilee. I don't know. I'm expecting that they will do something very significant this year. But not only that. This year, actually, 2015-2016, is the 40th Jubilee after Jesus Christ was crucified. This is the 40th Jubilee after Jesus Christ was crucified. And 40 in the Bible is a number of repentance or giving your life to, or surrendering your life totally, 100% to the Lord. Even when Jesus was spent days to pray in the mountain, in the wilderness, how many days? 40. When the Israelites were lost in the wilderness, how many years? 40. And they came back to their land. So I'm saying that this is a significant year, not because of numbers, believe me. It's just a coincidence, sutfa, coincidence that it is actual year of Jubilee, and it's actual year of Jubilee after Christ was crucified. But the point is, do we have to count? Do we have to wait? And I'm going to wait until the next year of Jubilee. No. Right now, every year, every moment is a year, is a moment of Jubilee. Because the Lord is here. Jesus was crucified and He is here. The Holy Spirit is here. The Deliverer is here. The Deliverer is here. And He wants to do this in our lives. To give us back what we have, what have been stolen from us. Have you felt ever? I'm gonna offend you, can I? not only Dalia. Have you ever felt that you are poor? Not only financially. Have you ever felt like you cannot do anything about a situation? You are broken. You are captive. Have you ever felt like that?
Yes.
So how many times? So many times. So many times. Financially, spiritually, I cannot do anything about it. Emotionally, I cannot say I'm captive. I'm tired. I feel like I'm in prison. Sometimes you feel like you're blind, right? I cannot see the future. I cannot see what's coming on. Yeah? Have you felt like this? Okay, let's see what the Bible says. What the Bible says in Exodus 21 and verse 2. Sorry, I will read Leviticus 25:25. If one of your fellow Israelites becomes poor and sells some of their properties and keeps going. So after talking about the Sabbath and talking about the Jubilee, the Bible talks about what if a fellow Israelite become poor, what will happen? He will have to what? Sell. He will have to sell their properties, houses, fields, or anything, and go and sell it for someone to afford living. When I was studying this, I was like, if one of your fellow Israelites becomes poor, I felt like, huh, how many times I became poor? Not financially. How many times I became poor? I became someone cannot help himself. Sin is taking over, confusion, blindness, darkness, and I cannot do anything about it. If someone became poor, what will we do? There is a year of Jubilee. Jesus promised a year of Jubilee that I will help you. You are poor, I will help you. I will bring you back. If someone gets poor, becomes poor, the Bible explained it in Exodus 21. It says, if you buy a Hebrew servant, he is to serve for you 6 years. If he's not a Hebrew servant, you can buy him forever. But if he's a Hebrew, you buy him only for 6 years. He works for you 6 years. And in the seventh year, you have to what? Release him. Give him his freedom back. Okay? But in the seventh year, he shall go free without paying anything. What if he worked hard during those 6 years and he could afford the price they paid for him? He can redeem himself, pay the price, and be free. But if he cannot, he has to wait until the seventh year. So, if he comes alone, he is to go free alone. But if he has a wife, when he comes, she is to go with him. If his master gives him a wife and she bears him sons or daughters, the woman and her children shall belong to her master, and only the man shall go free. It's hard. But I love this. I love this word. But okay, 6 years is done. You're free to go. You're free to go. You're poor. You were poor. You worked for 6 years. Now you are free to go. It's a Sabbath year. It's the seventh year. You have freedom to go. But if the servant declares, I love my master, hallelujah, I love my master and my wife and my children and do not want to go free, then his master must take him before the judge. He shall take him to the doors and doors post and pierce his ear with an awl. Then he will be his servant for life. How many are poor here? Were you poor when you were in sin? Were you poor? Could you help yourself? No. And someone came and did what? Paid a price. And now you're what? His servant. And you know what? Every time he says, you have the freedom to do anything. But every time we make this decision and say what? I love my master. I don't want to go what? Free. I don't want to go free. I want to live under this wonderful, loving master. I want to live here. I want to be 100% surrendering my soul, my life, my heart to this master. Because he loved me. He paid the price. He said, you're free to go. But I don't want. I don't want to go. How many of you have choices to make decisions and you, no one even saw you? No one sees you. But you say, no, I don't want to do that. Because I love, I must do it. I love him. I don't want to go free. And when we go free, we think that we are going free. Actually, we're going to the prison. We're going to the prison. The real freedom is in him, not in the world. Not in the world. I love my master. I love my master. Every promise. Okay, this year, the year of Jubilee, the year of restoration, of healing, the year of, and every promise we get in our life, we face four things. Every promise God will give us, one, God will give us the promise. He'll speak to you about the plans that he has for your life. Have you received any promises from God? Yeah? You receive the promise and you believe it. But there is something else. Second, it happens that when you have the promise, sometimes God allows a period, time of test of faith. I will make you great nation. Your descendants will be like the sands of the sea or whatever. Okay. I receive it. I'll take it. And the angel of the Lord came to Sarah and said, I don't know. Like this year, like a year from now, a year from now, you will have your child. But you know what? Pregnancy are how many months? 9 months, right? So if we're talking about, let's say, January. Now we're in January, right? January 2016. Next year, like this time, you will have your child. That means 9 months from here, right? So Huh? So from January to April, there's 3 months. Yeah. 3 months, even more, a little bit. Because when you're pregnant in the beginning, you will not see anything. You will not know anything. There is no test at that time. Until you see your tummy is like this. But during this time, if you're eating a lot, or you will be, maybe Abraham, maybe Philip is pregnant. So from January until you see evidence of pregnancy, this period of time is a test of faith. Really? Will it happen? Will it happen? They laughed when the angel of the Lord said, oh, you will have a child. Really? Are you serious? Look at our age. It is a test of faith. You believe the promise, but there will be a test of faith. And then, three, you will have, I'll have to look at this, crisis of belief. Azma tazdiq. I'm out of a question. Crisis of faith. Crisis of faith. You know what? When I was praying, when I was thinking about the crisis of faith, there will be a time. You had the promise, you believed in it, but there will be a test in your life. Remember this. Remember this. That you will give up. That you will have crisis of faith. That you will be broken. That you will forget the promises. That you will give up the dreams.
believe me, that you will plan for your departure from the land of the promised land, that you will plan to give up dreams. But you know what? He is there. He will hold your hand and will make you strong again, and will take your hand to the promised land, and he will do what it takes to get you into the promised land, to get you into the freedom, to get you into the year of Jubilee, to get you into the healing, to the restoration, to the provision, to the breakthrough. He will take your hand to give you your dream back. Yobel. It's a sound of horn. And praise God that he promised, not only promised, but in Luke 1:69, it says, he has raised up a horn of salvation. When you are broken, when you have the crisis of faith, he will save you from this time. He will save you from this time. And he will bring you up. And he will bring you up. He will bring you up to the promised land. He is here. He is here. I believe that this year will be a year of breakthrough for so many of us in our lives, personally, individually. I pray it for the church in the name of Jesus. I pray for the church to have year of Jubilee, breakthrough, healing, breakthrough, and enlarging territories in the name of Jesus. This is a year of Jubilee. Amen. Take this promise. And it can apply for everyone because he said it. He said it. The Spirit of the Lord upon me, on me. Yes, he said it. From now then, I will do this and this and this and this and this. And to proclaim, this is the year's Lord's favor. Amen. You don't have to count. You don't have to wait. You don't have to wait. It's now. It's now. Have you been waiting for a breakthrough? It's now. One of the things that he put like a condition, or the word of God says, you have to do this in the fear of the Lord. With the fear of the Lord. مخافة الرب. Fear of the Lord. And to know that I am the Lord your God. I am the Lord your God. And verse 13 in Leviticus, it says what? In this year of Jubilee, everyone is to return to their own property. Everyone in this year, everyone will return to their property. Not only property houses. The place that you used to be. Some of us used to be, in fire for Jesus. On fire. And now, But you know what? This is the year of the Lord's favor. That means he wants to return you back to your property, to the place, to the same place of fire, being on fire for Jesus. Amen. To the same that you promised to take over the land. Amen. Let's pray together. Let's pray. Hallelujah. The most important thing in a year of Jubilee is that Jesus proclaimed
that I will help the poor. I will help you. I'll bless you. And the most wonderful gift, the most wonderful blessing that I have ever received is the forgiveness of sin. No more debt. No more debt. You're free. You're free from debt. You're free from guilt. You're free from brokenness because of sin. You are free. I paid. I paid the ransom. Hallelujah. I paid the ransom. I paid the price for you to go free and free indeed. To be free. Thank you, Lord, for the forgiveness of our sin, because this is the year of Jubilee. Thank you for forgiving our past, covering our past with your blood. Thank you that you're bringing us here to the promised land of freedom in you, from sin, from guilt, from shame, from judgment. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, we declare this, we take this promise that this is a year of freedom, of sin and guilt and shame. That we will live in you free. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, I pray that everyone that left his first place of love to come back, Lord. We're coming back, Lord, to surrender all. To surrender all. Surrender everything again, Lord. I love my master. I will not go free. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I will not go free. Lead me as you want, Lord. Lead me as you want. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your healing, the power of healing that is in this place. Thank you, Lord, for this power of healing, to heal the broken, to set the captive free, Lord. Yes, Lord. Come with your breeze. Play the sound of horn, Lord, over our lives. To remember that this is the year of Lord's favor. Hallelujah. Please your spirit, Lord, on us to free us. In the name of Jesus, Lord. In the name of Jesus.